I can't believe he's on the phone with me. Actor, comedian, Arsenio Hall. Arsenio, how you doing?
I'm doing great now that I got you on the line, man. It's the only way to sell tickets in New Mexico.
Ah, don't you start. Hold on. Is there anything you don't want me to ask you, or do you want anything you want me to avoid talking about?
Yes, I just found out I was pregnant. I peed on a stick and found out I was pregnant this morning, so don't talk about the pregnancy. Anything else you want to talk about, I'm good.
That works for me. What better way to start an interview with just saying, yeah, I'm pregnant, but I'm going to be okay. Don't talk about it. So I'm not going to talk about that, okay? Arsenio, you come a long way, man, since Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, man, I was a 12-year-old magician in Cleveland at a convention with Penn Jillette and had no idea that one day I'd meet him again and I'd be a comedian and we'd be on Celebrity Apprentice with a host who one day would become president. I have come a long way. Life is very interesting and perfect for comedy.
You nailed it right on there, huh?
That's my life in a nutshell. By the way, how could I not call you and talk to you? I live in Malibu. You should be my mayor. You know, you should be here, dog. Why ain't you here?
You are too
Chaz
nice.
Malibu. That's the hippest name in showbiz. Well, yeah, it's a good poor name if you are built for that kind of business.
don't you start.
You don't want to be Chaz Malibu and have somebody in a scene with a little magnifying glass saying, hey, you ain't no porno star.
Oh, my God. You got to be careful now.
Yeah, I'm right on the edge. I like to walk on the edge. One of the reasons I love doing stand-up is because there is no edge. But when I'm on the radio, I like to tightrope right here on the edge. Where you're sitting with the button under your finger saying, oh, Lord, he's talking about porno.
What's he going to do? I was going to tell you, you got to be careful now. Now, what's funny is we've seen you in so many great movies. And, of course, your television show that we all watched when it came out. And you were the new late night king as far as I was concerned with everything you did. But to see you perform, and one of my favorites, obviously, is Coming to America. And you did this whole Baptist minister thing. So did you learn that from your dad or what?
Absolutely, man. When I decided to put that character together, you know, sometimes, well, everybody does it differently. I usually try to combine little personas and little elements of different preachers that I've seen, like if I'm putting a preacher together. So I combined my dad with a preacher I saw in Chicago once, and he preached for 2 hours on the word joy. He just took the word joy, and I got joy in my soul. And I was like, I'm going to bite his style and combine it with a little bit of my dad. And here's something else, Chaz. You know, we had decided, I shouldn't say we, because it's really an Eddie Murphy film. Eddie Murphy had decided he was never going to do a sequel because he loved Coming to America, and he didn't want some kind of sequel done that bastardized it just for the money.
Right.
He recently took a meeting with Paramount, and they told him, they said, look, if you have a favorite writer, I'd love to do Coming to America, the sequel, and you choose the writer. So Eddie chose a guy named Kenya Barris, who penned Blackish for ABC and A Girls Trip for Tiffany Haddish and Queen Latifah, and we are actually about to mount up and do a sequel to Coming to America. We can redo number two, Chan.
So you guys are going to replay your original characters?
Yeah, we're going to replay original characters, and I saw something in one of the latest drafts where Eddie's creating a couple new things, and it's exciting because, you know, he had always said he didn't want to do a sequel, and I told him, I'm glad you finally made up your mind, because we're getting old. We're going to be able to do the barbers without makeup, you know. So I'm glad he finally came on with it. But it'll be cheaper. The budget will be cheaper. We old now. We don't have to have old makeup.
So how is the friendship with Eddie? You guys still pretty tight?
Yeah, we're cool, man. I'm probably the first person he calls
for the baby?
When his woman is pregnant. Eddie just called me a couple weeks ago and said, yo, man, number 10.
Jeez.
You know, Eddie has 10 kids, and it's the coolest thing in the world because I only have one son, and my son never needs anybody to play with because Eddie has all the playmakers.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
It's cool. If you got one son and your friend got 10, I don't have to do no more work.
taking care of all the babysitting, right?
Absolutely, man. But yeah, I'm happy for him. So congratulations to him on his 10th baby and his second coming to America.
When you started the whole talk show thing, I mean, there was lots of stuff. I mean, you said you were gonna kick Jay Leno right in the butt, and you did. and now, so when you came back and tried to do this again in 2013,
yeah.
I mean, how was that? I mean, how'd they approach you and say, we want to do this again, or were you looking for something?
They wanted to do it again, and I probably chose the wrong deal, but that's life and business. So we did the reboot for like a year. I did it with Les Moonves, which is really interesting because look at him in the news right now.
Right.
I did a reboot with Les where he picked up the show and then called me a few days later and changed his mind. And I was heartbroken then, but now I look around and I'm thinking, hey, I could have done a year of the reboot, had it failed, and got fondled by Les Moonves. So at least I got away from one of those fates, you know? I could have ended up in a room with his bad breath all over me.
Hey,
I'm on that edge again. I'm on that line, Chance. Pull me back, brother. Pull me back.
Come back. Arsenio, do you have a favorite? I mean, I know Simi was just such a great character for you. And do you have a favorite role that you played?
You know what? It's weird. Sometimes it's not the big hit movie.
Right.
By the way, I did enjoy Harlem Nights because one of the things about Harlem Nights is we were in a movie as young comics with our heroes. And you don't realize when you're a young man and you're on the set having lunch with Richard Pryor, talking to Della Reese. Here comes Red Fox. His call time is 7:30. Wow. When you're in those moments, you don't realize how blessed you are, how lucky you are, because your heroes are going to go away one day.
Yep.
Harlem Nights was one of my favorites, but when you talk about performing in characters, there was a little character I did. He's a pimp in what was called the Pimp Council. His name is Tasty Freeze in a movie called Black Dynamite, and it was a parody of old black exploitation movies and Rudy Ray Moore type films. That was one of my favorite days, because
really?
I'm in a room with a bunch of actors and everybody's playing pimps. I was Tasty Freeze, one guy with tampons, because I like to be up in it, you know. And everybody had your chocolate giddy-up, all the different pimps in the room. That's a fun movie. If you ever sitting at home at night and you just ate a hemp jelly bean, put on Black Dynamite. Okay, I'm on that edge again. Pull me back, Chad.
No, this one's good, because you had Tommy Davidson in there. You had Michael Jai White in there. I mean, this was a fun movie.
Yeah, that was cool. That was one of those where all the comedians have more fun and shouldn't even be paid to do that movie. We had a good time.
You've done a little bit of everything, too. You dipped into cartoons. You did a Scooby-Doo thing for a while, too.
And you know, the fun thing about cartoons, first of all, you can go to work without brushing your teeth and putting on clothes. You know, you can go do a cartoon with your pajamas on. Uh-huh. But the most fun that I probably ever had, let's see, one of my first voiceover jobs when I was a young man, I was the black guy. I'm going to say it this way. You'll know what I mean. I was the black guy on Ghostbusters. There's a great actor in the movie, Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
And he ended up taking a job and couldn't start the cartoon. I started it, and a young comic who really needed money, they let me finish it. So that's my connection to Ernie and Ghostbusters. That was a lot of fun, because that's something that even when my son was little, he would watch cassettes of Daddy on Ghostbusters. That was a lot of fun. It's been an incredible ride, and I'm still riding, dog.
When you come see
me now, you'll hear what I'm going through in my life now and what it's all about being a former Celebrity Apprentice winner and not getting along with Trump.
Right,
and, I'm going to talk about everything.
Now, is it great to get back out in the roots where you started with stand-up?
I got away from it for a while and forgot how much I needed it. Stand-up is like therapy for the comedian, because you can read teleprompters on different shows.
Right.
And you can read the writing of others, but nothing is as cathartic and fun as talking about your life and talking about the world through your eyes. You know, I'm in a town where there was a time you would go to a pre-Grammy party and you'd see some rapper beat up another rapper. Mm. We're living in times where I woke up and read the paper, Tom Arnold beat up Mark Burnett, snatched his chain, and Roma Downey, the Christian wife of Mark Burnett, called the police. It's a new day, man. It ain't Tupac. It ain't Tupac, it's Roma Downey moving furniture, dog.
You're on the edge again.
Yeah, oh, let me go back. Let me go back.
Jesus,
keep me near the cross.
We're so looking forward for you to be here this weekend performing at Buffalo Thunder. I know tickets are still available. I know we want to get people to go see you. I know you want to have a great time here in New Mexico. So I got a pair of tickets I want to give away. I'll tell you what, I'll take either caller number 9, 8, or 5. Which one do you want me to take?
Take caller 9 for the tickets. But take caller 5 for the tickets.
Arsenio Hall, I can't believe it. I'm talking to Arsenio Hall. Arsenio, you have a great time while you're here in New Mexico. Thank you for sharing a little bit.
I appreciate it, dog. The mayor of Malibu and one of my favorite Albuquerque morning radio hosts. This is Chaz Malibu.